Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
You're listening to the Evil Orphan Murder Trial of Demon Tower from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
She wasn't crying, pleading for her life or anything.
She was.
She was. So you stabbed her in the throat? Was that the last time you stabbed her? Or you kept stabbing her? At what point did you go get the other knife?
When I lost the first one.
Was that on your father?
Yep.
So it's just the steak knives?
Yep.
Where was the dog at?
In the bedroom.
In the master bedroom?
Yeah. I wouldn't kill a dog. There's no reason to kill a dog.
Yeah. What's the dog's name?
Sparkle.
Sparkle, okay. What was the reason to kill your parents?
Still married.
Well, give us one reason.
I don't like them.
What did they do to make you not like them? I don't know, I'm asking. I don't live your life, I don't live with you guys.
But I was going to tell you that. Well, yeah, in America, yeah, you get whatever you want. Life's easy, but I don't see like that. It's like,
how do you see it? Help me understand.
Well, I'm basically nobody coming from nowhere.
That's it. that one your parents adopted you?
No, that wasn't with my biological mother. It was long time ago. Just
okay.
What I'm basically saying is, the way I see things is not laying out with. I mean, I'm not trying to tell you that I tried to control my parents. That's not what it is. I'm not that fucked up man, you know. But it's just my adopted parents really never taught me anything to, you know.
They never taught you anything, you say?
Yeah, it's like, I feel like I'm like a self-learner, you know, like basically tell myself like what to do, what not to do. And like when I first came to this country, I was like, you know, I didn't like the way I was treated. And you know, yeah, I misbehave a lot, but that has nothing to do. After I got older, it's like I said, it's stupid.
Do they know?
The reason it's stupid, the reason that I killed them is stupid.
Yeah. So did they adopt you from Ukraine?
Foster care.
Foster care. So did you came over here and was put in foster care?
No, I was in foster care because my real mother died and my family picked me up and then the truth is they didn't want to put up with me for some reason, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Your real family just want to put you in foster care for everybody.
Did your adopted family love you? Like, did it seem like it?
Yeah, they love me, but at the same time, it was not always about love and family. It was controlling them.
Them controlling you, or
sometimes.
How so? Like, physically or
no,
mentally, or
like
telling you what you can and can't do, or
like, you know, who's the household of the house? Who's the household in the house?
I mean,
a man. That,
yeah,
right?
It's different from whoever you ask. You know,
it's different from whoever you ask because this country's so fucked up. But the answer is man. And you know, my mom, was, you know, sometimes act like she's the household.
Mm-hmm.
The house, the
head of the household.
Head of the household.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, sometimes women, you know, they feel
yeah.
What.
Yeah, I know.
So you did that set you off?
No. It was just like, look, I was just telling you, there's many reasons.
Yeah.
That's just one of the reasons.
Yeah. So I'm going to set you over the edge, man, about last night with your dad, like for you to go in there, your adopted dad to go in there and do what you did.
No.
What?
It's a lot of shit.
What's it?
It's some things don't relate to this.
Like what?
Like, just being tired of, you know, like I just said, being sick and tired of putting up the bullshit that this country has got.
Well, when you made you take that out on your parents, though, why did it lead to that? Why not?
Because they're part of it.
Did you work yesterday?
Yep. 12-hour shift.
At King's Plastic?
Yep.
So when you came home?
Great person.
When you
right.
Came home, were you? How were you feeling? Tired?
Yeah. Real tired.
And you didn't want to be messed with?
I see what you're trying to say. It's not that.
No. You weren't pissed off at anything?
No, I was not pissed off at anything.
And you didn't, did you do any drink any alcohol or do
yeah,
any
I
drugs?
I drank some alcohol.
What'd you have?
Whiskey.
Whiskey. Do you drink whiskey straight or?
Straight.
You put it in a glass with
yeah.
Ice or?
No, just
straight.
Cigarette.
And how much do you usually drink? Or how much did you drink last night?
I can drink a lot or I can drink a little. Yesterday was night. So I didn't drink a lot yesterday.
No. What's?
But it has nothing to do with what happened.
Okay, so.
You might think it does because what? alcohol doesn't affect on your mind, but I've been mad for a long time now.
Okay, so I was just trying to get at, you know, were you drunk and they pissed you off and you just lost your cool, or you weren't drunk and you just lost your cool?
Like I said,
the alcohol didn't affect you.
It's like, you know, I lost my cool many times, but not to this point.
Where were you when you lost your cool?
Sit in my car drinking. It's not, you know, alcohol. Well, like alcohol just brings out the true me. You know, it's not like, you know, my anger. I try to control my anger when I'm not drinking, but you know, like alcohol, it doesn't. It just basically makes me how I really. Because I've been drinking for a long time, but alcohol just, you know. Like, or cigarettes, you know, I smoke cigarettes, and I'm sitting there, I'm so pissed off about everything.
So you're sitting in your car outside, help me paint a picture, you're sitting in your car outside, you're pissed off, you're steaming off something. Is that when you decide to get out of your car and go inside?
Yeah.
And you go inside, and do you go straight to the kitchen?
Do you know
what happens when you go inside?
What?
Where do you go?
Why are you asking that? What is it?
Well, I'm trying to understand the process of what happened. You know, what?
You go to the bathroom, man.
You went to your bedroom? And then what happened?
Well, I know what I'm trying to do, so I get over it.
So were you having those thoughts when you were in the bedroom in it?
Yep.
Did they start while you're in the car?
Yep.
So you start having the thoughts in the car, you go into the house, you go into your bedroom, and you continue to have the thoughts, and what happens at that point?
Well, you know what?
Yeah, but did something trigger it, or did you just say, I'm doing it?
I said, I'm doing it.
So you go over to the kitchen, and you get the knife out of the butcher block?
Yeah.
And then you went right straight to your dad?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pick your dad because you knew that you have to disable him first?
Yeah.
And was mom sleeping in bed next to dad?
Yeah. Sounds crazy, doesn't it?
Well, it's your story, so.
Well, it's still a pretty crazy story, yeah. Like I just said, it's stupid. The reason for why I did this is stupid.
Was your dad able to get back at you in any way? Or did he, was he able to manhandle you at all or no?
Tried to. No, I'm strong enough.
So he gets up out of bed and you guys have like a fist fight, or like he's trying to grab onto you, or like how does that all happen?
You just blow it all over him, you can't hold on.
He started trying to grab you?
Yeah, you can't hold on to him.
And how did it go? How did it lead to the living room?
I was trying to get away from me, I guess.
Okay. You followed him into the living room?
Yep. I know I really had a good family before I came to this country, and when I came here, I was already basically on my own, with my own world inside my head, and you come here and you have to put up with somebody else. Because I don't know these people, you know, they're strangers, they say they want to bring you into your family, but where I come from, it's not that easy to just become family.
When did you get adopted? How old were you?
2016.
16?
Well, 2016.
Oh, okay. Did you go to North Vermont?
Yeah, I dropped out.
Oh, you dropped out. What grade did you drop out
of? 10.
10?
Yeah.
Did you get in trouble there or anything?
No. They this shit that they try to teach you in high school is just unacceptable. So I drop out. Like, do you? You said you open your eyes over what? Do you even know what the stuff they teach in high school?
Yeah, I do. It's pretty atrocious.
Well, I saw that when I first went to high school, and I don't get it.
Yeah. Now, did you know English before you came to this country, or?
No.
No?
I did not, because I didn't like foreign English.
Yeah.
We had English classes that I could learn, but it was fun.
So, when did you, start talking fluent English?
I started talking with Americans, and I got fluent.
Yeah, and you can still talk. Is it Ukraine or is it
Ukraine? Yeah, I can try. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Russian. I've been speaking Russian too.
Okay. Do you speak any other languages?
No.
No. So did you try cleaning it up?
No. Cleaned up the knife and put it back.
You cleaned up the knife and put it back. How many? So there was two knives in there? Or was the whole?
Two steak knives. Two dressed and washed. Just one.
Okay. Did you wash both knives and other knife?
I wasn't trying to find the other one. I should.
The first one?
Well, the thought that was going through my head is I should have left earlier, so. Because I know the area, and I could have got away from police.
Mm-hmm.
I could have got away from police chasing me. Because I knew the area, and when I was driving on the highway, I knew what I should have done. But I did. Right. I still got away from it.
So you did see the police there?
Yeah, they pulled up from all the stuff. I remember.
Did you hear what the police officer said to you?
I don't give a shit.
No, but I meant, you know.
I heard something.
Okay.
So the knife that you cleaned off and put back in the butcher's block, do you think that was the first one or
the second one? Like the way you asked me that question, so I think that was the first one. That was good. Well, maybe, yeah, I guess I get it the way you asked me. Same time, it's like, I know it was the second one.
Okay.
So I couldn't find the first one.
Mm-hmm. Did you get cut in your hands?
Because trying to stab somebody with a steak knife the way I was doing it, you hurt yourself too.
Is it bad to cut your hands?
It's not that bad.
Did you get it in there?
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
How were you stabbing? Was it with the fist? Going
different ways.
Bottom. Do you mind showing me?
I mean, it was like sometimes I would barely hold a knife and still stab me, you know. So. Whatever.
Did you get a lot of blood on you?
Yep.
Did you try to rinse it off or?
See it right now. Well, I rinsed most of it off. Like I said, I was trying to. Because I know how fast police respond, so I was trying to get away as fast as I can, but it wasn't like, no, I could have actually drove on a highway without police chasing me,
mm-hmm.
But I washed myself up. No, I had to swim in a few canals, that's how I got pretty much. So.
Okay.
Get away, because I was watching helicopters in Scotland, and now that's the hardest thing to get away.
Did you expect to be a cop outside?
I don't give a shit. I just gave him my car and leave.
No, I know that. I didn't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did because I know that someone called. Someone had to call. It is messed up, though. So you know it and I know it.
What you did?
Yeah.
So where were you going to go to?
I was going to try and go to like Orlando Port and try to find some kind of ship and get on and leave.
Mm-hmm.
Like sneak into the ship because I just want to get to the party.
So were you going to try to go back to the Ukraine or?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what I've been trying to do. You know, we've got a lot of family issues and I really wanted to.
God.
I really want us to be family again because we were not really like one.
Yeah.
Did you like, you guys get, like at first, you
were all right, first. And yeah, it was all right at first.
What happened that you guys kind of separated a little bit or went through some issues?
It just Just a pass.
Your pass, their pass?
No, our pass. It was just, like I said, it's too complicated to explain. I don't even feel right to explain. But it's the pass that triggers me.
Did they ever hurt you?
No.
Okay. I was just concerned about that because, you know, sometimes people will adopt or foster and then they'll abuse. Yeah.
So, obviously, we know your side of the story of what happened, but I'd really like to know if you would tell me some of the things that specifically made you feel that way, like what led up to that. You know, I know you said a couple of things, you know, your past, when you were younger, just your childhood and stuff like that, but what are the other things specifically with your parents that that caused you to explode?
Honestly, I don't know how to explain that. You know, try to think about it, isn't
it? Are you willing to try?
I'm trying right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I first came here. Jordan Huffs.
Mom and Dad?
Yeah, that was one first thing I had to do when I came here. Go on and ask around places in some hospital.
What is that? What does mom do now?
What?
What does mom, what does mom do now? Like, what does she do for work now?
What she did for work?
Yeah.
I don't know, like, help out with that properties, I think. Put them up there so people.
So they're, did your mom and dad were both doing real estate still?
Like, somewhere.
Okay.
Did they scratch you in the fight? When you were stabbing?
Maybe, but it doesn't matter, I think.
And these are all from?
These are all from running away from police because I crawled to an impossible bushes. But I just my mom did like basically advertising properties for whoever so they could see it.
Do you remember what your mom said at all last night when you guys were talking after you killed your dad?
She didn't say much.
What did she say? Do you remember?
Like I said, she didn't say like she didn't say much. Just...
Did she say she loved you?
No. She didn't say that.
No.
Did she ask you to stop?
When?
At any point. When she had, when you guys were talking, yeah, you said, I believe you said she was sitting on the couch.
Yeah, she
was. You were sitting there talking to her. What did she say to you now?
She said, I'm bleeding cold ambulance.
What did you tell her?
I just ignored her. Like, why would I do that?
Did you stab her again after that?
Yep.
Do you remember where?
No, it's just all over the place.
But you weren't going to call for an ambulance? Then
why would I?
I don't know, I just want to ask.
No, I wouldn't.
So I think what Detective St. Jean's trying to get at was, we know that you were having problems with your dad, your mom stuck up for you, would whenever the arguments were going. So we
had great family issues.
Yeah, but
sometimes.
So did you have like a feeling of remorse after you stabbed your mom and she's asking for an ambulance?
No,
you didn't feel anything? Did you want to make sure that she was dead before you left so you were hoping to get away with it?
No, it's not the case.
How did she end up on the couch to
stay on the floor? I mean, you're asking very disturbing questions.
Disturbing questions?
Yes, yeah, disturbing. Yeah.
Is this starting to get to you now?
Well, it's not like it's getting to me. It's just if you listen to the stuff that you're asking, why would you be asking that?
We have a job to do, and we have to make sure that what everything matches up to the scene and what your side of the story is. Obviously, you raged out last night, and this was boiling for probably the last month that you were here, right? Were you here in the month? Yeah. So, last night, you're sitting in your car, you started drinking a little bit, and you just came up with this, that you were going to do something.
I came out before that.
After work?
No, it was good. Maybe before that.
So what?
I had those tests before that yesterday.
Days? Months? What?
No, it was recently.
Okay. Is it because of all the fighting? And they didn't want you back in the house?
No, it's a lot of things.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, you have really like a combination of everything?
Yes.
You've been thinking about killing both of your parents for how long now?
I'm not sure. It's not. I don't plan on it. Sit there and think about it all day long. It just comes up in my head, and I go do it.
Was last night the first time that you actually thought about killing your parents?
No.
So you thought about it previous, but you didn't act on it, obviously. What made you, like, come to that point last night that you were like, I'm done, this is over?
I don't really like
to
miss people. I don't
really
want to miss my parents, honestly. Because of, you know.
Did you miss your parents? I'm sorry,
didn't you? Like, no. I mean, I try to get back with them and have, you know, us be a family again, but it didn't seem like it was enough.
Do you think you were back in a corner or something?
No.
Just it made you upset or
yeah, I think I'm upset. Nothing's feels like nothing's going on for me.
Yeah.
Which it is, you know. But at the same time it's not.
There was a stab wound, I think, in your dad's leg, did you?
Maybe it's not, but I don't know.
Okay. But everything else was you meant to do.
How did your mom make it to, I know I've already asked you this, but we didn't really kind of elaborate on it. How did your mom make it from the couch to where she's laying on the floor?
She fell down.
And she stood up and...
Yeah.
Did she crawl at all? Did she really try to get away from you or...
Yeah.
Yeah. Was she trying to crawl to your dad?
Possibly.
She had a towel there. Where did that towel come from?
The towel that was used. What was her phone?
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, that towel on the floor, that's for the dog.
Oh, for the dog. Okay.
So the towel that was on the sink?
That was the towel that was used.
Where'd you get that towel from?
Bathroom.
Your bathroom?
Yeah.
Is that what the drops of blood on your bathroom floor was?
That was blood was above me, yeah.
Yeah. Did you go anywhere else besides your bathroom and the master bedroom and the living room?
Did you go into my bedroom to make sure I grabbed it?
You went to your bedroom?
Yeah.
What'd you grab? Like a...
Laptop, phone, money, and my drinks. If I want to have something a lot.
Mm-hmm. Where's all that stuff now? To the car. So you didn't get a chance to grab any of that stuff?
No, I just cut out the car and shut up.
All right, Deputy, if you can collect the transcripts back from our jurors. You can turn the lights on, Fitz. I'll turn them on, actually, I got it.
The photographs, you told us the photographs of the defendant were taken after the interview. Were there other things that were done with the defendant in that interview room in addition to photographs?
Yes, his buccal swab was taken, and I believe swabs of his fingernails.
Okay. Were you present when the defendant's buccal swabs were taken?
I was.
Okay. Can you tell the members of the jury what is a buccal swab?
A buccal swab is essentially a cotton toothpick, if you will. It goes in your mouth and just rubs the side of your cheek to get DNA and skin cells.
Okay. And
where are we with this witness? We're 5 o'clock right now.
2 minutes.
Oh, you're almost complete? Okay.
Yes.
Are you okay, jurors, working past 5 to maybe finish with this witness? I see everybody shaking their head. Yes. Would you like a short break before we... No, we're okay. All right, please continue, Ms. Fraser.
Thank you. I'm now showing you what has been marked for identification as State's Exhibit Number 25. Without opening this, are you able to identify the markings from the Venice Police Department? Is that Venice Police Department? Northport Police Department, I beg your pardon. And Florida Department of Law Enforcement that ultimately received these buckle swabs from the defendant?
I do.
Your Honor, I'm offering State's Number 25 into evidence.
Any objection?
No objection.
25 will be admitted.
Thank you. Were the defendant's clothes collected?
They were.
After his interview?
Yes, they were.
I'm now showing you what has been marked for identification as State's Exhibit Number 26 and also State's Exhibit Number 27. Can you look at those two items, please? Do you recognize these items?
I do.
Are these items in the same or substantially the same condition as when they were collected from Dean Tower after his interview on September 1st of 2023?
Yes, they are.
Your Honor, I'm offering into evidence State's Exhibit 26 and 27, please.
Any objection?
No objection.
26 and 27 will be admitted. You may publish at your leisure.
Thank you. May I have the bailiff just present these to the members of the jury?
You may.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes. Detective, those markings that we see on the shirt and possibly on the shorts, are they made by crime scene technicians to denote areas of interest on the items of evidence?
They are.
Okay. The person who admitted to planning on stabbing his parents, Jennifer and Robbie Tower, stabbing them to death, do you see him here in the courtroom today?
I do.
Can you please point him out and identify an article of clothing that he's wearing?
He's sitting right there in a blue long sleeve dress shirt, button-up
okay.
dress shirt.
Without a jacket?
Because Correct.
There are two people wearing blue shirts.
Correct.
Without the jacket.
Okay.
Ma'am. Your Honor, may the record please reflect that this witness has identified the defendant.
Record shall so reflect.
Thank you, Your Honor. Detective St. Jean, or Corporal St. Jean, I have nothing further at this time. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Corporal. How are you?
Good.
Wonderful. You say you spent a total of about 2 hours with Mr. Tower, correct?
From
Dina Tower?
Yeah, from my recollection, yes.
Okay. And a majority of that we just saw, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Did you go into any background and do anything about his educational background?
It was briefly touched on it about what we saw in the video.
Asking him about it, but did you talk to anybody like from the Sarasota County Schools?
No, I did not.
Okay. Did you talk to anybody at Northport High School after the interview to get any information about him?
I did not.
At this point, when you're doing the interview, Mr. Tower is already under arrest, correct?
Correct.
And he's been charged at that point with homicide, correct?
He hasn't been physically charged yet at that point.
But he was under arrest for the homicide?
Correct.
Okay. And when you say that you wanted to get his side of the story, there's literally nothing that he's going to say in that room that's going to cause you to release him, correct?
Correct.
He, no matter what, he was going to be booked in for the homicide, right?
Correct.
Okay. If he would have said, they came at me and I had no choice but to defend myself. If he would have said that, that wouldn't have mattered. You still would have booked him, correct?
At that point in time, with the information we had, yes.
Okay. And you admitted several times you don't know his backstory, right?
Backstory as in
what? I mean, we said you or Detective Chippendale said multiple times we don't know your backstory, we don't know your history, right?
Correct, at that point, yes.
Okay. At any point in time during that interview, did Mr. Tower look you in the eye?
He may have, but for the most part, he was looking down.
Nothing further, Judge.
Any redirect from the state?
Do you typically have defendants look you in the eye when they're admitting to stabbing their parents?
It's case by case. It just depends on the person.
Okay.
What their reaction is to something traumatic.
So is it relevant in any way whether the defendant looked you in the eye?
No.
Is it relevant in any way what the defendant's back...
Objection argumentative. I'm going to allow it. I know it's a legal term, relevant, but I'm going to allow it for this, for the opinion of the detective.
Was it important to your investigation to learn the defendant's backstory? Or were you there to find out who murdered Robbie and Jennifer Tower?
My role was to figure out who murdered Robbie and Jennifer Tower.
Okay. And did you, despite the fact that your role was to find out who brutally butchered those people,
sustained.
Did you encourage the defendant over and over and over again to tell you his backstory?
Did I encourage him over to ask him for his backstory?
Listen. Did you encourage him repeatedly, over and over, to tell you his backstory?
Yes, we wanted to find out more about him and his background.
And despite 2 hours of you and Chippendale asking him about his backstory, did he give you his backstory?
Not much.
Could you have given him any more opportunity in that room to tell you his backstory than you already did?
In my opinion, no.
When you talked to Mr. Tower, did he admit over and over again to stabbing his parents?
Objection, outside the scope of a room.
Did he admit over and over again, through 2 hours of questioning, that he killed his parents and thought about it before he did it?
He did.
Thank you. Nothing further.
The witness free to step down?
No objection, Judge.
All right, you may step down.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to adjourn for the day. Jurors, it's 5:06. Let's start up at 9 o'clock. Does that work for everybody? Yeah, I forget it.
Before we do that, we have to talk to you about witnesses.
Okay. Why don't we do this? Why don't you folks take a quick restroom break? I'm going to find out what's happening with the case, and I'll let you know what time we'll start in just a moment, okay? All jurors, please stand. Leave notepads face down, turned over. It'll be a very short break, okay?
Jurors, exit.
Right, jurors have left.
Okay, so, Your Honor, we're moving much more rapidly than I expected. Tomorrow, we only have two witnesses. One is Charlene Webster from Florida Department of Law Enforcement, and the other is Dr. Vega. Dr. Vega is not available until 1 o'clock. Ms. Webster can't be here till 11. So my suggestion is, if the court agrees, that we should do charge conference in the morning and then get into our last two witnesses. And after Dr. Vega testifies, actually, we could have him here at 1 o'clock. After Dr. Vega testifies for about an hour, the state will rest its case.
Mr. Gilman, any defense witnesses, sir, other than perhaps your client?
If Mr. Tower decides that he would like to testify, that would be the only one that I would anticipate.
So if you could speak to Mr. Tower this evening before you leave. The state is going to rest after Dr. Vega in the mid-afternoon. So if Mr. Tower is going to testify, well, Mr. Tower chooses to be a witness. I'll tell the jurors to come back at 11. We'll start at 9 o'clock and discuss jury instructions, okay?
That's fine, Your Honor. And just for as far as the rest of the scheduling goes, it would make sense at that point to finish all the testimony and then come back Friday morning and just do jury instructions, closings, verdict on Friday.
I don't disagree. State?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
So we'll start. The jurors will come in soon after 11. We'll take the test. The state's going to call Charlene Webster. We'll break for lunch. We'll come back at 1 o'clock with Dr. Vega. State's going to rest. We'll hear motions. If Mr. Tower is going to testify, it'll be soon thereafter. Let's call it 3 o'clock-ish. If not, if he does, then we'll take any rebuttal witnesses from the state, and then we'll adjourn for the day. And we'll come back, either way, we'll adjourn for the day. We'll come back Friday morning with me reading jury instructions and your closing arguments, and we'll send them out to deliberate. Does that work?
Yes, sir.
We're going to begin at 9 o'clock tomorrow. We'll take our initial look at jury instructions, okay?
Yes, sir.
Wow. I sent them to Ms. Peters.
Okay. All right, let me bring the jurors in and give them the schedule. Folks, you don't even have to sit down, but come on in. You can sit down if you want,
Why not?
All right, we have all our jurors back in. Folks, we can't start the trial until 11 tomorrow. That's when the next witness is available. We're going to finish all evidence and witnesses tomorrow. So tomorrow we're going to finish the evidence portion of the trial. And then on Friday morning, we'll start at 9 o'clock. I'll read the jury instructions to you. They'll make their closing arguments. We'll send you into deliberations before lunch. We'll order lunch for you so you can have lunch during your deliberations, and then we'll await your verdict on Friday, okay? So it will not be a long day tomorrow. We'll start early and probably adjourn early, okay? Again, I know there's a lot of media coverage. There's a lot of articles in the paper, I believe. Make sure you do not look at those, read anything, watch any of that on the news. We need you to come in the same way you are today when you come in tomorrow, okay? Leave your notepads turned over, writing implements on top. Folks, have a nice evening. If you could be here, Carl, but what, 10:50 tomorrow? We'll try to start at 11 o'clock in the morning, okay? All right, have a good evening, everybody. Please stand or adjourn your exit.
Be weird here tonight. Yeah, because we have to go over jury and stuff. We have to talk about what the judge says to the jury. I have copies of everything we need. They're going to be edited so that it's case specific. So it's applies to your case in general.
All right, anything else we need to talk about from the state's perspective?
No, Your Honor.
Anything else from the defense?
No, Your Honor.
Let's put Mr. Tower in the attorney room, please, for a moment.
We're good.
In the morning, you'll talk with him?
In the morning, I can talk to him, yes, Your Honor.
Okay. All right, he's free to go. All right, we'll see everybody tomorrow. We'll be here at 9 o'clock for the lawyers to talk, have some discussions on jury instructions.
Yes, Your Honor.
More of the Evil Orphan murder trial of DeMataler is coming up. Fresh, subscribe now so you don't miss a moment from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.